So I'm here with Lucy Freeman from Amnesty International in the sunshine here in Riga. What's your experience so far since you arrived in Riga, Lucy? And earlier on, Amnesty put out a statement saying they were dissatisfied with the response of the Latvian government in officially backing this event. Has anything changed?
Well, we're extremely pleased to be here. And my experience so far has been fantastic in terms of seeing the numbers of people who are here to support. There are a number of governments who have come out and are joining the march today, which is really fantastic to see. We would still hope that the Latvian government would be more vocal with their support of EuroPride. It's a really fantastic moment for Latvia to be hosting EuroPride. It's a very significant thing. And we would hope that we would see further support, further vocal support for that, as well as the kind of longer term commitment to ensuring LGBT rights in Latvia.
And are you satisfied with the arrangements regarding security and so on? It looks like a pretty massive security operation. Is this normal?
We've only just started the event, but as far as I understand, police have been working very closely with Mosaika, the organisers, to ensure that everything goes off smoothly and everyone's safety is ensured. So that's fantastic, and we of course hope that the day passes off uneventfully and everyone is able to celebrate and enjoy the day and celebrate this kind of momentous and happy occasion that it should be.
Well, you say it's momentous, so if the day does hopefully pass off peacefully, yeah, and everyone has a good time, what does it mean for the future? Is this a sort of watershed moment?
As Stuart Milk said yesterday, we are living in historic times. This is really significant. When you look at how far Pride has come in Riga, in 2005 there were 70 participants and more than a couple of thousand of people demonstrating against, and it got violent. 10 years later we're here, it's a beautiful day, there's people celebrating, we're expecting a couple of thousand people here to take part, and this is the first Pride, it's the first EuroPride that's being hosted by Riga, but it's the first EuroPride being hosted in a former Soviet country, which is really significant when you look at the still the homophobia and the non-recognition of LGBT rights in many of those countries. It's a very important moment, and it's a happy one, and it's going to be a great day, I think.